seek, to search for. Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is a spiritual law. It works just like the law of gravity. To seek something requires that we use all of our senses to detect what is not apparent. We use our eyes primarily when we seek something. Our eyes are able to send the image of what we're looking at to our brains to process. Our brain determines whether the image matches what we are seeking or not. Sometimes we seek using our ears. If we are seeking something that makes noises, our ears may detect the object of our search before our eyes do. Have you ever sought something in darkness? If there's no light, your eyes are ineffective, so we use touch. We can feel around and our hands will locate what we seek. If we're looking for something that we know is not nearby, we use our feet or other transportation to go where we have a better chance of finding what we seek. Sometimes what we seek has a specific odor, so we use our sense of smell to look for it. I know there are a pair of dirty socks in this room. It smells like they're under the bed. Last but not least, when we seek after a marriage partner, we seek with our hearts. "She, he's the one" means that we've found the person we seek by our heart. Jesus told us to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He wants us to use every sense and all the energy we can muster to find it. Why? Because all these things will be added unto you. God wants you to enjoy his creation, but he wants you to do it the right way. The right way is through him, in him, and with him. To seek the kingdom of God is to seek the King. To seek the righteousness of God is to seek the Savior who gives us his righteousness. To seek the King and Savior is to seek Christ Jesus, who is Savior and Lord. "Without me," Jesus said, "you can do nothing." John 15:5. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4:13. "I received Jesus by faith, and so I have found what he commanded me to seek," 2 Timothy 1:9. "He," Jesus, "supplies all my needs," Philippians 4:19. "He has forgiven my sins and healed my diseases," Psalms 103:3. "He has made me his child," 1 John 3:2. "He filled me with his spirit," Acts 2:4. "He has prospered me," 3 John 1:2. "He's prepared a place for me," John 14:3. "He's given me 24/7 access," Hebrews 4:16. "He will deny me no good thing," Psalm 84:11. "He will give me the desires of my heart," Mark 11:24. "All these things have been added to me." But have you ever relost something? The enemy comes to steal. As you get older, you find that it is easier to lose things. But you can't lose something that is close to you regardless of your age. So keep your focus on the prize, Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.